Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Everything's fine. Everything's fine. Lawrence, everything's fine. Matt, everything's fine. Tanny, everything's fine.
Afternoons on the Score.
And I have some breaking news for you.
You never get one past Chris Tannehill, man. I tell you. So, it's the Spiegel and Holmes show. Jason Leisure is in for Spiegs. Spiegs is theoretically at Wrigley Field because he's got to do sound check so that he can sing the national anthem if there is a game tonight. But we've been trying to get an idea of what the weather is going to continue to be, because there were some reports of some severe weather later on tonight. Thunder, like, shook the building that we are in here in downtown Chicago at the beginning of the show. So I started throwing out text messages because I know a lot of the weather people. My guy Mike Jansen got back to me, and you can check Mike Jansen out on WGN Television. He does a great job there. He's also a crazy meatball White Sox fan, so I always enjoy just talking with him about all sorts of stuff. He joins us now on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. All right, Mike, the story is our guy Spiegs is singing the national anthem. How likely do you think it is that there will be a baseball game at Wrigley Field?
Oh, boy, that's a tough one, because here's the good news. You talked about the severe weather. The severe weather threat has basically come to an end. It's really coming down. That's the good news. In terms of the rainfall potential, say around 7 o'clock, it's about 50-50. We're going to see things start to taper off around that time. Now, there's no guarantee. Obviously, if the rain is relatively light, they'll play ball. The big, the wild card is always lightning. Even if it's just raining real lightly, if there's lightning out there, all bets are off. I guess the thing is, does it help if it's pushed back by an hour and, your guy gets an opportunity to, really ramp up the nervousness getting ready to sing, or you want to get out there and do it right away? So I think there's a potential they're going to play ball. It may be pushed back, though. That's the one thing we're going to have to watch.
Okay, that makes sense to me, but I've been looking at the radar, and I saw a lot of yellow and red in there, Mike, and I was afraid that it would get called before they would even have a chance to do any of the pregame stuff.
Yeah, that's always up to the discretion of the team and MLB and all that kind of stuff. So if they seem like they think it's going to carry on too long, you know what it's like. They'll eventually say, you know what, if this thing is going to get pushed back to where they could start till 10 o'clock, they'll wipe it out. They'll do a doubleheader tomorrow, which I hope that means you can still sing tomorrow. But for today, there's still going to be some more going through, especially as you get through, say, around, between now and 5 or 6. And then everything becomes a little more sporadic. So if they can work it in there, I think there's a chance. But as we know, this time of year, with as muggy as it is out there, it doesn't take much. You can get one downpour over you, and then the tarp comes out and everything takes a break. And I don't want to wish cast. That's the one thing I don't want to do for you, because I've had plans to be outdoors and do things as well. And you start leaning one way, and that's when you get yourself in trouble. So, but right now, you keep your fingers crossed and hope everything goes off the way it's supposed to tonight. What time are you supposed to sing?
Well, we were hoping the sound check was actually supposed to be right now, but with there being some lightning in the area, I don't even know if he's on the field. And we were supposed to get his sound check before the show is over at 6 o'clock. So we're crossing our fingers that he will at least get an opportunity to get some of that practice in, and then we can share it with the people.
And despite being tied into probably the best source you could possibly have on this in Matt Spiegel himself, we are not able to find out the information.
But Jason, we don't want to burden he's already under enough pressure. I don't want to then be okay, like, right, hey, man, okay. What's going on? And also, not a meteorologist. Mike's a meteorologist.
Well, I was going to say there's two things I love about what we're doing right now is that, hey, Mike Jansen, that is a weatherman voice right there.
You better believe it.
Is weatherman offensive? Or are you okay with that? Should we say meteorologist?
It doesn't.
You have the voice for it, man. I'm complimenting you. You have the voice for it. Like, that is music to my ears. The second thing I like is that asking Mike Jansen is a lot better than we were doing, which is guessing.
Yes. That's why I'm glad that Mike picked up the phone and called us and let us know.
Our previous system for this, Mike, just so you know, was, as Lauren said, looking at the phone and guessing what all the yellow and red means.
I guess that beats looking, you know, just opening up a window and sticking your head out, which is what, you know,
I don't know
some
if
people
it does.
Would prefer to do.
Mike, we
with something like this, it's changed quite a bit, and I think there's a potential there, and, you know, hopefully maybe they get delayed a little bit. And if that's the case, what's that do to your man? Do you think Spies gets more nervous waiting? Or is it, you know, does he want to just get this over with?
I think that it will annoy him if he has to wait. But this has been a dream of his life to do this. So no matter how long he has to wait, he's going to be there to do it.
I doubt he gets nervous.
I don't know about that. Even though he's a professional, I think he might get nervous.
If it's something you've never done before, I think there's an opportunity to have a little nerves. And that's fine. That makes you human. Again, though, could he be asked back if they cancel tonight's game? Could he maybe sing before a doubleheader tomorrow?
I would see. We've been trying to figure out whether or not it would be a doubleheader, and because there are a couple mutual off days that they have, and they already have a day game scheduled tomorrow, which is getaway day for the Brewers. So I'm not sure if they would do the double tomorrow, but yes, I think that he would be invited back if that were the case.
Do we have time?
I hope everything goes well.
Me too.
Do we have time for me to ask Mike one non-related question?
Sure.
Because I'm fascinated by this. Mike, I'm reading on your bio here.
You do that. I'm going to go hug Terry Hammer. I'll be right back.
Okay. All right. Mike, I graduated from Tulane in the year that Hurricane Katrina hit. And I'm reading on your bio on WGN that your first weekend on-air report was in New Orleans. And was it about Hurricane Katrina?
Yeah, it was that weekend.
Wow.
I moved down there on August 16th, and my first day on air was the Saturday before Katrina, and was still on air on that Sunday when we ran into the mandatory evacuation. So my second on-air shift for WGNO in New Orleans was roughly 14 hours because we were supposed to be working in 12-hour shifts, and it just kept going and going. And by the time I got off the air, the population in New Orleans had shrunk a great deal from when I had come into work because they put in for the first time ever, the mandatory evacuation. And so that was my baptism by fire in New Orleans.
And it must have been for weeks, I would imagine. I mean, were you just in every day, or what was that experience like in totality for you to cover that?
I know, right?
So our station, we were owned by Tribune at the time. And they told us because of a mandatory evacuation, they couldn't protect us, so we needed to leave. So we set up a simulcast with our sister station, ABC affiliate in Baton Rouge. And so after I got off the air, like 2 in the afternoon, what would normally take an hour and a half took a little more than 5 hours in contraflow to drive up to Baton Rouge. And then basically we were working out of Baton Rouge, whether it was in their offices for, you know, a few days, in and around the state capitol, trying to get information from the state OEP, whether it was the governor coming in and conducting interviews and press conferences, or maybe it was the National Guard came in or anything like that. Then eventually we would just set up our live truck, our satellite truck, somewhere in the city or close to it, where we could just go do a report. So after about a week, once they got everybody out of the city, would go down, shoot a story, edit it right there on these laptop editors, which was tape to tape on the day, just sitting on the ground, one of the photogs. I voiced everything into the camera. You'd walk up to somebody and say, okay, here's my story, which we were just basically using our sat truck as a control room. And they said, okay, go stand next to the anchors. You'll intro your story next. And that's how we would do a newscast. And we did that. I was out of my apartment. Luckily, I didn't move into the city. I took advantage of somebody saying, you should not move in the city at first. Find a place in the suburbs, which I did. So my stuff wasn't ruined. But it was a month before I got back into my apartment. And so it was a crazy time. But, I learned more in that first month in New Orleans than I had in the previous 5 years. It was just amazing. It was just, you jump right into it. My former news director, WGN, she once said, that was the closest to combat journalism that hopefully I'll ever get. And she wasn't wrong.
Wow. What's crazy is that our boss here at Odyssey Chicago, Kevin Cassidy, was running the radio stations in New Orleans during Katrina. So he's got a lot of stories about it, too. And obviously, Jason was a student while all this was going on and got displaced for, a semester?
Yeah. It was a semester where you could go basically anywhere else. And then we came back to school in January.
Man. Mike, I'd love to continue this conversation at another point. Thanks so much for answering the call, my brother. We appreciate you. Also, Ted, thanks so much for that thing that we were working on that you got done for our guy, Espo. It absolutely made his day and his son's day. So thank you so much for that.
Happy to do it. Happy to do it, guys. Have yourself a great one.
Thanks, Mike. You too. That's Mike Jansen from over at Channel 9. That's a great dude, and you're right. You're right to have him on for more of the segment so we can hear that voice. We got to figure out more things for Mike to do here at the Score. Like, he should just be our White Sox correspondent.
It's the voice I wanted you to find when you were trying to do news desk, news anchor.
I went into my news anchor voice. I dropped an octave.
His is better.
Oh, there's no doubt about that.
That was like central casting. We need a voiceover from a newscaster or weatherman or anchor. That was really good.
I want to kind of catch people up on that, especially folks that weren't on Twitch when this happened, when I left the studio. Mm-hmm. So I can see into the hallway. And in the hallway, Layla came walking by, and she was walking with Terry Himmert. Terry Himmert is the Hall of Fame disc jockey from WXRT. Mm-hmm. She is basically the godmother of this entire place. Okay. And if you were watching on Twitch, you saw me light up like a Christmas tree when I saw her, because that's how I feel about her. And she was here, I'm sure, doing like Beatles stuff.
Light up like a Christmas tree and run out of the room.
Yeah. She's right. She's that important to me that I would leave my best friend in a radio studio by himself.
I got it.
So that he,
I can handle it. I've been here before.
And so, and Terry's older and she's walking with a cane. So I don't want her just standing out there waiting until the segment was over either. So I ran out there and hugged her and told her that I love her because I do. And she told me that she loves me because she does. And to put everything back together, the whole reason that Terry Himmert, who doesn't have to do a damn thing but live her life, came down to this floor is because she wanted to hug Spiegs because his dad passed away last week. Yeah. And so we told her, and Terry's a big baseball fan, and I told her, hey, he's singing the anthem tonight. And she's like, okay, I'm going to come back Monday and just give him a hug and tell him that I'm thinking about him. And you get a hug from Terry Himmert. You got Terry Himmert putting out good thoughts for you. You're in a good place. So that's why I had to leave the texter that was like, if Terry Himmert was outside waiting for me, I'd go hug her too. You damn right. When the goat is walking the hallways, you go hug the goat.
I completely understand your rationale. The funny part to me about how it all played out is that we're barely talking sports to begin with Matt Jansen. And then you leave. And when you leave, Mike Jansen and I start talking about Hurricane Katrina. And then you come back in, and I have to somehow let you know, hey, we've shifted topics here to Hurricane Katrina.
Well, I thought it was good radio, and thanks to Mike for answering the call.
It was great, and it was super interesting.
And he gave us an update, and clearly what we had heard was somewhat on point, that there is a window to get this stuff done. And then hopefully that means that our guy Speaks can do his thug thizzle.
Our intel was pretty close.
Yes.
Pretty close.
But yes, seeing Terry Hemmert makes me happy. And I had just been in a conversation. My brother met Terry Hemmert and then realized that Terry's my auntie. And he's like, wait, what? So I was talking about her at my parents' house with my brother, because we were there for Father's Day, explaining why, like, I wanted my students to... I brought my students in here a couple weeks ago, and I was hoping that she would be here. She wasn't. But the reason that you hope that the students get a chance to talk to her is because she's living history. Like, this is one of the most important radio personalities in the history of Chicago radio. And that's saying something. Mm-hmm. So, you know, whenever I have opportunity to show love, I'm showing that love.
I bet she was very happy to see you. And I bet that meant a lot that you would leave on air to see her.
Yeah. I didn't want to, you know, have to bring her in here because she was out there. She was just saying, hey, shout out to Layla for bringing her by, because Layla knows how I feel about Terry Hemmert too.
Can I tell you about the insane thing that happened at the airport next?
No, we got time. We got a couple minutes.
Okay. I want your thoughts on this, on how, I mean, I've had a lot of airplane delays, flight delays, but never one like this. That's a really good tease if we wanted to go to commercial, but
we have other things that we have to do. We have a guest in the next segment. So
you
can tell the story now.
Like, I had one where they did de-icing and then they stopped us and said, hey, sorry, the de-icing fluid got into some part of the plane that, you know, it's not supposed to and ruined it. And now we got to go back to the gate. So I spent last week still on my fill-in of covering the Chicago sky, which the Sun-Times makes a big investment in and travels for, and nobody else does. That is the single best outlet to read Chicago sky coverage. And I'm done now because we have hired Alyssa Hirsch, who's taking that over.
Congratulations to her.
I had on this sky road trip, I had to go from Atlanta to Providence, Rhode Island airport to be able to cover this game in Connecticut.
Okay.
And on United, you got to connect for that. So you connect in Dulles. It's supposed to be a 40-minute delay Saturday at Dulles Airport in Washington, D.C. And it is delayed. The flight is delayed. We're out. We're loaded. We're boarded. We're taxiing around. We're kind of waiting. You know what? Usually you think, okay, we'll be out here for about 10 minutes and then we'll take off. It's just it's going on and on and on. And finally, the pilot comes on and tells us that there is some kind of air show going on. And they're using runways at Dulles for it. And this is not related to what was going on in the Capitol at all.
Okay.
I don't understand why this was happening, why they would have ever allowed an air show to use runways at a commercial airport that sending out planes left and right. So the line, the queue to take off is severely backed up. And they're letting one plane go every 5 to 10 minutes. We at this point have been on the plane probably an hour and a half to 2 hours on the plane, having gone nowhere. The flight from Washington to Providence is an hour probably. So we've already been on the plane twice as long as the actual flight was supposed to be. We are next in line to go. And a passenger gets up and goes to the bathroom. And then the pilot comes on and says, hey, we can't take off with a passenger in the bathroom.
Oh, boy.
They are now sending us to the back of the line.
Oh!
Yeah, that was the whole plane right there. And this is a plane full of people with these beautiful Boston accents as they hurl curse words and all kinds of other insults at this guy. So the pilot says, hey, because we've already been out this long on the tarmac or whatever, we don't have enough gas to go to the back of the line and wait our turn and then still make the flight to Providence. Very small plane flying from Washington to Providence. So we have to go back to the gate to refuel. And as we get back to the gate to refuel, then there is a ground stoppage for weather at the entire airport.
This is the worst delay experience ever.
It's bizarre. And it ends up being, we did eventually get out, got much, much later than we'd planned on, but it ends up being probably about 5 hours at Dulles, two to two and a half of which sitting on a plane going nowhere. And my question for you is, how much of a right do these passengers have to be
angry,
that livid at the guy? Because I can see it in your eyes that you'd be one of the angry ones. This guy would not have had a way to know we were next in line. We, number two, we have been on this plane,
so to speak.
We have been on, secondly, we have been on this plane for longer than the flight was supposed to take. And thirdly, what do we want this guy to do? Just mess his pants?
Look, like, I am super sensitive to this because I have Crohn's disease. And sometimes you got to go, you got to go. And you're right. Like, all of the, so I understand this is one of those things where communication from the cockpit would have been really helpful.
Or from the flight attendant. The flight attendant should have seen him get up and said, no, hold on. We're just about to get up
in the air. If you can give us 10 minutes to get up in the air, we will get you into that bathroom as soon as we can.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I sympathize with the person in the bathroom. I also understand everyone else's frustration with this, but communication is key. Quit keeping secrets from passengers. The more you tell us, the easier it is for us to be like, okay, we understand what's going on. So that's kind of where I fall on this.
Or should there have been less communication to the passengers? Should the pilot have not aired it out that it was this guy's fault? You're really good at this.
Thank you.
Should the pilot have kind of covered for the guy and just not said anything?
Yeah, it puts the guy in a bad spot when he was really just kind of, you know, taking care of something that should have been taken care of because he was actually in the terminal. I have an update. Apparently, Matt Spiegel has been singing at Wrigley Field. I'm told that the sound check has gone on.
Very promising.
So hopefully we'll get some sound a little bit later on. There is some news about the Bulls that we need to discuss. Cody Westerlund is going to join us to talk about whether or not there are extensions in the work for the front office and the head coach. What? It's next here on The Score.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Four.
Spiegel and Holmes.
You guys are friends of the program, man. I could never turn y'all down.
I know that's right. That's Stacey King.
The friends of the program are my friends, and they are friends for life.
Afternoons on the Score.
Do you still feel like Billy, after the last few seasons, do you still feel like he's the correct fit for coach here?
Oh, absolutely. I think, you know, we have a very close relationship. We work very closely together. I thought he's done an unbelievable job to transform this group.
Has there been an extension reached for Arturis Karnišovas and Mark Eversley and maybe even Billy Donovan? The Biggs was reporting that. I've seen some other places say, yeah, that's probably right. Let's check with our own guy, Cody Westerlund, who covers the Bulls for our staff. By the way, it's a Spiegel and Holmes show. Spiegs is out of Wrigley Field and apparently killed it on his warm-up. His sound check was amazing from what I am being told about it. We will check in with Spiegs around 525. Jason Leisure is sitting in for him. Now Cody joins us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Cody, thanks for joining us. Let me start with the Billy Donovan stuff. One, if the reports are true that there has been extensions or talk of extensions by the front office and for the coach, it would make sense for them to say no about their head coach to the New York Knicks. I was wondering, though, initially what you thought about the Knicks trying to ask for permission for every coach in the league, but specifically Billy Donovan, to come be their head coach.
Well, I mean, certainly, like everyone else, I get a little bit of a chuckle out of the Knicks asking everyone, it seems like, in the NBA. Like you said, it's not a huge surprise that they reached out to the Bulls, considering Billy Donovan has Long Island roots, Hall of Fame coach, and they're really, the Knicks are in need. They obviously don't look like they got their top few candidates, and they're going down the line. So that wasn't shocking, and it's not shocking that he's going to remain with the Bulls. I mean, well before the Knicks fired Tibbs a few days into June, back at the NBA Draft Combine, several people had already indicated that they expected the Bulls and Billy Donovan to get an extension done at some point. So it doesn't sound like the pen has been put to the paper to finalize that yet, but by all means, the ball is moving down the field there, and the Bulls saying no to the Knicks is just another reflection of that happening. But that was going to happen anyway, right? Because Billy wanted to be with the Bulls, wanted to remain with the Bulls. He has 1 year left on his contract right now, from what we all understand, and he'll certainly extend beyond that when this deal gets done. But beyond that, it doesn't sound like other coaches. Like, no one really wants to go to the Knicks right now with the mess they seem to be in, with the expectation and standard they set. But again, like, Billy already was going to have the extension in the works before that. The only real component of the Knicks asking for permission and being denied is the fact that the news probably might have leaked earlier about Billy Donovan than it otherwise would have. As we remember in the past, it leaked a few months into a season when he got extended.
The Knicks misery just delights me. It makes me so happy, man. Cody, you don't have to comment on that. I just wanted to say it. I love that. And I get, man, it always ends this way for Tibbs. So I get why people don't really like working with him. But he's like your best coach since Jeff Van Gundy. He just gave you your best season in 25 years. And what do you think of yourself that's not good enough for you? And now, I mean, have they asked for Steve Kerr yet?
I mean, might as well.
You know, Billy.
They're going to say no too.
You know, Billy played for the Knicks, actually, right?
Yeah,
Billy played like half a season in the NBA.
Yeah,
for the Knicks.
He's a New York guy. That's your guy. Oh, by the way, I don't know if you know this, Cody, but Jason used to cover Billy Donovan at Florida.
I knew Jason worked in Florida, and I believe you did some hockey too, right?
The Blackhawks, very, very briefly up here, but 2010 to 13, I was covering University of Florida football and basketball.
And then you did the Dolphins, right? I did not know you went across Billy Donovan's path.
Yeah, we were there at the same time, and Billy is... So my view of Billy Donovan is probably somewhat shaded by that. He is a Hall of Fame coach because of what he did at Florida. Billy Donovan, you know how big football is at Florida. You're an SEC guy.
Oh,
Lawrence.
Yeah.
Lawrence. What Billy did in basketball is bigger than what any coach has ever done in football at Florida. To do what he did there, to recruit the people he recruited and turn a nothing basketball school into a major player on the national scene and win championships and things like that. I mean, incredible. So that shades a little bit probably my view of the current situation that I see, Cody, as they have got the right coach. I don't have a problem with extensions for Billy Donovan because I feel like they've been wasting Billy Donovan. My problem is, and I feel like it's been like this forever with the Bulls, is with the front office.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. Look, I made this point the other day. I get why Bulls fans would say, like, get a new coach in or something. Like, people love change in the NBA. Billy, I think, is 10 games under 500 in his Bulls career. They have not had great success. And I get that people want change for change's sake. I'm telling you, though, the goals right now that the Bulls have, which is to continue to compete and hold young players to a standard and accountability, Billy Donovan instituted those last year. Like, I think it's worth remembering here. Vegas and odds makers predicted the Bulls to win 29 or 30 games last year. They won 39. Most everyone in the NBA thought they would win around 30 games or low 30, something like that. So, like, Billy Donovan himself overachieved last year. So, like, he is making the most of what he has. It just isn't good enough to do and accomplish the goals that Bulls fans want at this point. So, Jason, I'm right there with you. It tracks straight to the front office above them. It tracks to ownership and management and getting better players and the right players in this organization. And I think Billy Donovan's certainly a fine coach for a team that wants to compete. Now, I would add, like, if they had torn it down to the studs and completely rebuild, you might have a case for having a different coach or something like that. But that's just not the state they're in right now. So I get the Billy Donovan extension. I think that was smart.
Cody, from my view, I used to cover the NBA too. In my view of the NBA, I don't think this is that profound. But the way you get good in the NBA roster-wise is you either tank hard and you get a high draft pick that changes things, or you are the destination for free agents / disgruntled stars that want to get traded. And it came up in the past week, Kevin Durant, you see the headline, Durant has preferred list, and they say it, they phrase it in a way on ESPN that they want you to click to find out who it is. And before I click it, I'm like, I know who it's not. I know who's not on that list. The team that is never on that list. No one is ever trying to force their way to the Bulls. None of the top free agents ever want to come here, it doesn't feel like. Why?
Well, the Bulls will tell you behind the scenes the weather has a lot to do with it. I think that's probably a small
factor. I forgot how tropical it is in New York. You're right. Or Minnesota. Good point.
Exactly. You raise a great point. I'm just saying, I'm telling you a line that you hear a lot from people in the Bulls organization over the years. But the main reason would be they haven't got a foundation of enough good young talent in recent years to get the next level of players. And, like, stars don't want to go somewhere where they're the only person there and they're the savior, right? That's why it's important, like, guys like Matas Buzelis developed very well into not just a good player, but does he have an all-star ceiling down the line? That's a really important development. You want to see all of these young guys fit their roles, 3-and-D players, guys you can be confident in. Maybe they're not a leading scorer, but they're going to be a good fourth or fifth starter. The Bulls haven't amassed enough of those players in recent years, so that's really the main reason. I mean, I get the complaints about the weather and stuff from people behind the scenes, but look, that's not why. We got a lot of stars in cold weather cities, and the NBA teams in cold weather cities can win the title and have in recent years. And it's all about the foundation. To me, it's about nailing the draft, nailing trades for good young players, and the Bulls haven't done that well enough to that extent. If they do that, get that in place, and have cap space for a premier free agent, I think that could change down the line. But again, it's a lot of steps to get there.
A couple of things before we let you go, Cody. Shams Charania broke the news about 20 minutes ago that the Lakers are putting the majority stake up for sale, which is wild to think about the Lakers and not having the Buss family be in charge of it. $10 billion is what it looks that like number. That money is. And two, what do you think happens in game 6 tonight?
Well, yeah, and the Lakers are getting sold to Mark Walter. Mark Walter, tomorrow. The Dodgers owner.
Yeah.
So the Lakers are going to have certainly great resources for their organization. That's been a franchise that, viewed across the NBA a little bit as a mom and pop shop, just because it's obviously the family business. And maybe they'll be more willing to go into luxury tax and the first and second apron, stuff like that down the line with a star player like Luka. So that's a huge deal in the NBA that will play out over time, certainly. And I got the Thunder by a few points in game six. I think they close it out in Indy. I'm a little worried about Halliburton's health. And if he's not 100%, I feel like the way the Thunder are playing right now, that they'll get the job done. That's still a big deal to win in game six, because you don't want to go home even as big of an advantage as they would have. That's a game that's scary. Anything can happen in a game seven if somebody gets hot from three-point range, one of the teams. So I think the Thunder get the job done in a game that's really close and fun to watch in game six.
Yes, tomorrow night. And Cody, thank you. We appreciate you jumping on. Thanks so much for the information. We'll talk to you soon.
Yep, take care.
That's Cody Westerlund, who covers the Bulls for us here at 670 The Score. We'll check in with Spiegs in the 5 o'clock hour, but we're sitting in the meeting room earlier today, and Marshall usually takes, he does what I do. I usually do walkabouts during the show, and he walked past our office, and he had on a Sonic
drive-thru.
So we were talking about...
And I said, Lawrence, do you know what Sonic is? And you said, the Hedgehog?
I also know it's a restaurant, and there's one in the city. Like, people don't realize that there's a Sonic in the city.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah, not far from here. But we wanted to talk a little bit about regional restaurants, the ones that we miss and the ones that we wish would show up in the Chicagoland area. We'll do that next here on The Score.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Bob Costas.
Matt, thank you very much. And Lawrence, stop dominating the conversation the way you have over the last several minutes, really.
Afternoons on The Score.
Yeah. Got an image of you in the dressing room during the second intermission. No chance you were fueling with a blizzard here, were you?
Yeah, that's a little chocolate chip cookie dough blizzard right there. There's nothing, you can't beat it. It's the best dessert in the world. So I better get a lifetime free supply of Dairy Queen now. Thank you, fellas.
Brad Marchand last night, after winning the Stanley Cup, was talking about the blizzard that he had in between periods. And he's right. If Dairy Queen doesn't run to him and give him a Stanley Cup blizzard, then they're doing it wrong.
That dude is 37 years old and he's eating ice cream during a game.
I mean, if you need a little sugar infusion, like those guys, hockey players lose a lot.
I know.
You know, you covered the league.
I mean, they can only play a minute and a half at a time. They have to come off.
Yeah, because they're giving maximum effort. That's why getting for a 45-second shift.
That's why getting Connor Bedard doesn't change everything like the kind of casual hockey fan thinks he would for the Hawks, because the guy's going to play 24 minutes a game.
Yeah.
60.
Yeah, former Hawk Seth Jones got a Stanley Cup last night, and I know that he has been someone that Hawks fans did not like his effort. And Jay Zawoski was on this radio station when the trade happened, and he and I were both like, yep, he's going to go to Florida, and he's going to probably play really important minutes for a very, very good team. And he did that in the Stanley Cup final.
It's like Devers. It's like,
yep,
send me where I want to go, and oh, now I'm like employee of the month.
Devers,
whatever you guys want.
With two hits last night. They lost, but he had two hits. Jason Leisure is in for Speaks. I just got note that we are going to have a little bit of the recording of Speaks practicing the national anthem.
Wow. Okay.
We want to give a taste, not the whole thing. We want people to tune in and hear
absolutely.
It. So.
Absolutely. Tanny, when do you want to debut that?
You want to do it with Speaks and you can walk us through it? Or
I like that idea. I like that quite a bit. We can do that. So to get back to the blizzard, the blizzard, top-notch dessert. There's no doubt about that. Yes. I have become a big fan of the Culver cement mixer.
You're a long-time, big-time Culver's guy.
Yeah, we got one by us. And like the fact that they have, like, here's the weekly flavor or daily flavor, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. But I'm always getting one with cherries. You know, it's so good.
Mine is Oreo... sea salt caramel. That's my concrete mixer at Culver's. It's delicious. I did do a Reese's a few weeks ago.
Yeah, that's the way to go.
Yeah, it's a good call, man. It's a good call with sea salt caramel. But we were talking about this because Marshall walked by with his t-shirt and we were all thinking about like regional places. And you had said, well, no, everything is everywhere. And then we started rattling off things. But it's not, though.
Yeah.
Like, there's no Publix here. And going to Publix down in Miami is an experience.
The closest we have to it here is Mariano's, probably, but it's not there. And Publix has like two main foods you can get there, hot out of the, you know, prepared foods. Like you can go get fried chicken, and their fried chicken is outstanding. I guess they have rotisserie chicken too. Their fried chicken is amazing. And then they have a deli, and their sandwiches are amazing. And you know what was great about the deli there that I love is they will go get you anything from the store if you want it on there. Like if you want blue cheese on it, they will just go over to the cheese section and get the blue cheese crumbles and put it on your buffalo chicken tender sub. Or if you wanted, you know, Oreos on there, they'd go get that. I mean, they'd charge you for it, but like anything in the grocery store, that's your options for ingredients that could go on the sub. And I really miss Publix from living in South Florida, but they have it throughout most of the Gulf South, Southeast. I think they've got it all the way up through Tennessee. I don't know if they go higher than that, but I was just in Atlanta for work last week and they had a Publix. And I love the confidence of Publix. Publix serves three foods that I just told you as far as apart from the rest of the grocery store. They serve fried chicken, rotisserie chicken, and subs. And darn it if this Publix, like many others, didn't have a dining area. Because they're like, we know it's that good that you will come here for dinner, which is what I had done. I was in Atlanta. I was like, I hadn't had Publix fried chicken in so long. I'm going to Publix and I'm going to eat it there.
I watch a ton of college football. And every time I see the Zaxby's ad, I go, oh my God, I wish there was a Zaxby's close. Because I would have Zaxby's all the time if there were. That's on my list. Being that I, even though I did most of my work here when I was at Alabama, I went to go visit Tuscaloosa quite a bit. There's a Bojangles right next to campus in Tuscaloosa. And it's right up there for me, like Marshall was talking about during transition. As far as fast food breakfast goes, the Bojangles breakfast biscuit is amazing. and supposedly they're coming into the area.
I think they have some. We looked this up, and I think they were wanting to. We read a news story from 2 years ago. They have three that are kind of downstate. I think the closest one to Chicago is in Normal.
Okay.
But there was a news story we were reading on ABC or something saying that they were planning. They had planned to open maybe three locations in Chicago, but it was 2 years ago, and I haven't seen one. So.
And Jack in the Box is supposedly coming at some point, too.
Which I didn't know had been here before. You told me Jack in the Box used to be here,
yeah,
and now is coming back.
The great Terry Boers. My Uncle Terry is great. I love when I can mention my Uncle Terry and my Aunt Terry on the same show. My Uncle Terry used to work at Jack in the Box when it was out in the South Burbs.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good. I like that. Tanny, is there a regional restaurant, regional fast food place that you wish were here?
You know what? It is funny. There is a sign up near the Wisconsin border that says Buc-ee's like 380 miles away. So
hell yeah,
it's just an ad for a Buc-ee's in some other state, which I love. But I think that means maybe they're coming close to us. But you guys have traveled enough, and I'm sure you guys have sampled each of these two places. But the Cold War that developed between Sheetz and Wawa,
yes,
in Pennsylvania, like Western PA is like Sheetz territory. Then I think the Eastern PA is Wawa territory. They're essentially the same thing, I believe. I don't know if Wawa also has gas, but last time we were in Pittsburgh, stopped at a Sheetz on the way out of town. That's where we got our Icy Light, Mango, and pretty good gas station food, I gotta say, at the Sheetz with a Z, by the way.
Sheetz seems to dominate the Carolinas, too. Is Buc-ee's also a gas station? I've seen this logo, but I don't know what it actually is.
It's like a superstore gas station restaurant.
And is it only in the South? Is it
no,
a Southern thing?
No, I think you can get one. You can find them in Iowa and maybe even Wisconsin.
Because I understand the concept of what Tanny's talking about these gas stations, but I have never been somebody that's gotten my food at a gas station. So what is going on that makes this?
They do
like you want to eat at Sheetz, you want to eat at Buc-ee's, and you want to eat at
you're hitting the road, and you're like, all right, I need something to hold me down for the next few hours, but I don't want to have like the hot dog that's been sitting here on the roller
correctly
all day.
Exactly.
So it's like having Wendy's quality food inside a gas station. That's what Sheetz is like.
Okay, all right, but there's no shortage of actual Wendy's that you could just.
That's true, but it's all one stop. When you want to get out of town, you want to get out
okay,
of town.
All right,
yeah,
okay.
Alex, is there a place regionally because you've lived in a couple of different places? Yeah. Too.
So actually, this place is in Illinois, and it's another gas station style, but Casey's.
I love Casey's.
Their breakfast pizza.
Casey's, it's all good.
Phenomenal.
Phenomenal. Casey's got great donuts, too.
They do. And yes, you mentioned Torchy's earlier, the queso there. I know that's a thing in the South, and Zaxby's as well. But Casey's breakfast pizza, I lived on it for a while. I gained a lot of weight, but I did live on it for a while.
You know what I can't figure out? With all of the things coming into an area or going out of an area, why is there not a Waffle House closer? What was the closest one? Like Noblesville, Indiana or something like that? Like I feel like, because if you go south of I-80,
you're in the south.
There should probably be a Waffle House in Bourbonnais at least. Definitely Champagne.
Definitely fits the vibe of Bourbonnais. Yeah.
Right?
So my dad used to take us to Waffle House a lot on the road when we'd go on vacations. That's where we'd eat a lot of breakfast.
Yes. And look, I see the people that are already texting. I have a long relationship with Monocle's Pizza, which is a franchise that's south of I-80. I've had enough of you people with Monocle's Pizza. I've had quite enough.
You know the comedian Jim Gaffigan?
Yeah.
He says that eating at Waffle House makes him nostalgic because he loves watching someone cook an egg while smoking a cigarette. Reminds him of his childhood.
It's the truth.
The reason this came up was I didn't ask you the exact question I asked you. I didn't ask, do you know what that is? Because I know you know what Sonic Drive-Thru is. Everybody does now. What I asked you was, did you know what it was when you were a kid? Because you and I are roughly the same age. And we grew up with commercials for Sonic. But never had a clue what it was, had never seen one.
That's how I feel about Zaxby's now. And now I just got to go to the South to get to Zaxby's or to Bojangles. We need to take a break. When we come back, we're going to pick Jason Leisure's brain about the Bears. There's something that he said in our pre-show meeting that you should pay attention to. We'll share with you next here on The Score.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.